Good morning. This is the fourth Sunday of Advent where we celebrate love. It's also, for our purposes, Christmas Sunday, because Christmas is this coming Friday. And so we celebrate very appropriate themes because Christ and love are synonymous. Jesus said, God is love. And we see God's love demonstrated to us through Jesus Christ. Our passage comes from Matthew 2, 1 through 12. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose, and have come to worship him. When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. And they told him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet, And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word, that I too may come and worship him. After listening to the king, they went on their way, and behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly and with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way. There's a lot of debate over who these wise men were. And we typically, through tradition, believe that there were three men because there were three gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. But there could have been many wise men. And there's speculation that these wise men came from Persia and that there was a community of Jews who lived there, a large community, and possibly these were Jewish men. But whether they were or not, they would have maybe known the scriptures, and there was a scripture and is a scripture in Numbers 24, 16-17, that talks about a scepter rising, and it'll be a star, and it shall go over Judah. And so the wise men saw this star and followed it all the way to Jerusalem. And they actually went and inquired of Herod where the Christ was to be born, the Messiah. Ironic, though, because Herod the Great was given the name King of the Jews because he really wanted to be the King of the Jews. He'd refurbished and rebuilt the temple. He really wanted to be accepted. He was an Edomite, which descended from Esau. So he was, in a sense, related to the Jewish people, but it was a completely different culture than the Jewish culture. And so he was just never really accepted to be their king or to be Jewish. And so for these wise men to say, we came to find the King of the Jews, and they weren't referencing Herod the Great, and they were asking Herod the Great, is just full of a lot of irony. I think we see a lot of irony in the scriptures when the truth of people like just regular people, butts up against the truth of God. And I do believe that when we encounter God through Christ, when we encounter Christ, however it is we encounter him, we experience a bit of a dilemma. Let's just say, instead of King of the Jews, how about if we just put our own name there? In my case, King of Kevin. Somebody came to me and said, I want to find the King of Kevin. I'm thinking, you're looking at him. I'm the King of Kevin. But no, they're looking for somebody else. They're looking for Christ, who is the King of Kevin. Who is your king? Who's sitting on your throne? That will really give you an idea of how you will respond to Christ when you encounter him. See, everyone wants to go to heaven, and so they'll sometimes say, well, I accept Christ as my Savior. But letting Christ be our Lord is a different thing to grapple with. I think some of us are kind of stubborn in our ways, and the ways that we are asked to follow to be part of the kingdom of God is a sacrifice. See, I love the three gifts, and I know you can relate those three gifts in so many ways, of gold and frankincense and myrrh. Gold being a precious metal for a king, and I believe frankincense as incense could be a worshiping thing. And then you have myrrh, which is what bodies were prepared with in death. And so what if all three of those applied to us? Like gold meaning Christ is my king, not me. Frankincense meaning I'm going to worship Christ, not me. And myrrh being I am willing to die daily, pick up my cross and follow Jesus. Die to myself. Not an easy road to hoe. Not easy to follow Christ daily, to die to ourselves. Simeon, in Luke chapter 2, he was a prophet, and he wanted to see Christ before he died, and he gets to see the baby Jesus, and he prophesies to Mary that her child will reveal the thoughts of men. And of course, we mean men and women. And an encounter with Christ will reveal your thoughts and your heart. And so we have, right from the get-go, this experience of who is Christ to you? Is Christ your Lord? Or are you on your own throne? Are you the one that's sitting on the throne instead of Christ? Something to think about, something to ponder this Christmas season. Because I think so often we get caught up in the billion-dollar industry of giving gifts, and we forget that the biggest gift we can give the Christ child is to make him our Lord. And that's something that requires a commitment and something that requires resolve, that we're going to do that. And so then we're told that these wise men went on their way, and the star continued to guide them, and they finally went to Bethlehem and stopped over the house where Jesus was. Interesting, it now says house. That suggests that these wise men have been traveling for some time, maybe between 1 and 2 years. Jesus is now a child and not a newborn, and he's probably between 1 and 2 years. That's why when Herod found out that the wise men hadn't come back, he did a horrible thing. He put out an edict to kill all children 2 and under. And this was a horrible response to the Christ child, to Jesus. But we see that Jesus is now in a house, and they did worship him, and they did give him those gifts. And we know that those gifts probably were what were used to help get them to Egypt, and maybe used in his burial when he died on the cross. Thank God that Jesus did not stay on that cross. Thank God that Jesus rose from the dead. Thank God that he defeated evil. What he did on that cross was all out of love, so that you and I can have forgiveness of sin and that this is a free gift for everyone, the greatest gift ever. And that coming of Jesus into this world, he was the lamb slain before the foundations of the earth. It was all part of God's plan. And Jesus went to the cross for you and for me and for the whole world. We're told that in John 3:16. Read John 3:16. Read it every day this week. And thank God for the gift of Jesus. And then ask yourself, how can this year be different in my walk with God? Can I make him Lord? And God's grace will help us do that. The times that we go on our own way, there's forgiveness. But God's grace is with each one of us in our ventures. God bless.